alongside those parents who wish their children to attend religious instruction, resort to this right, and also those who do not wish their children to attend religious instruction use the right. But let's remember that the right is there for all. One of the problems is that the church as an institution over many years underappreciates the essential role of parents and did not involve them adequately. And the overwhelming dominance still today of Roman Catholic Church in the provision of primary education does not facilitate the provision of alternatives, and indeed, if we're not careful, could damage the principle of parental right and damage the very idea of the Catholic school at the same time. Reducing the role of parents in educational choice is not just a challenge for religious education, but also for freedom and for pluralism in education overall. Our system favours parental choice and community rootedness in education, and thus reduces the danger of leaving decisions exclusively to an educational bureaucracy, or even the politicisation of the provision of education, which has inevitably had negative effects wherever it has happened. Come to the final lens change, which I propose, and it's a deeper cultural one. We can no longer assume faith on the part of young people who have attended Catholic schools, nor indeed young people who come from Catholic families. This is not to say that there's a lack of goodness and generosity and idealism among young people. This is not to say that there's not a search for deeper values and meaning in their lives. The problem is that there is a growing undermining of religious sense in our community. And this religious sense will not necessarily arise automatically from within contemporary culture, as was to a great extent in the past. There are aspects of our contemporary culture which can lead us all to deviate from a true religious sense. And even our liturgies can be conducted and lose a sense of a transcendent God. A positivistic current in our culture alters our understanding of our relation with reality. This is especially so in Anglo-Saxon culture, in which language is formed and transformed in different ways, leaving the impression that in the same way, meaning and reality are being changed. And the strong individualism in contemporary culture can make it more and more difficult to encapsulate the relational dimension of our being. This has catastrophic consequences, for example, when the relational dimension of sexuality is undermined or not adequately appreciated. And a radical individualist understanding of faith can undermine our ability to understand church. A positivistic understanding of reality makes it difficult for people, young people especially, to appreciate fundamental categories of religious language, such as givenness or dependence, which are fundamental understanding of being created beings. Dependence is looked on as failure in human realization. So our catechesis must assist people to enter into the religious sense in a culture in which that religious sense is increasingly absent. Without that dialogue, catechesis would become only indoctrination, and a catechesis of indoctrination doesn't lead to freedom but to fundamentalism. So this is, it's not just pre-catechesis, it's much more a necessary and fundamental precondition for the ability to understand the gospel, and this is something that was not necessary to do in the Ireland of the past. Now, I may have drifted a long way away from what I was expected to say this morning. I hope I've not given the impression that I'm less enthusiastic about the new directory or about the point where we are in catechesis today. And that's not my intention. I welcome the new directory wholeheartedly. I simply want to point out, and this is important, that it's not a magic formula or a program which has been launched in the way in which you launch a sales push or a political platform. Faith is a deeper matter. It's a matter of a deep encounter between the individual and God. Such an encounter cannot be forced on someone, or it can't be pushed through with a hard sell. Evangelization is always countercultural, but it's not acultural, not separated from culture. Culture must be evangelized by men and women who live within that culture, and who may even be contaminated by some of the negative aspects of that culture. Evangelization is about an encounter with the God who is totally other, but who became incarnate as one of us to enable us to know ourselves more fully and to find our true identity.